over here. Hi there. Allow me to help you with your luggage, hon. We have to move a little quickly or else the impatient honking starts. And there it is. Just shove it all in there. There's nothing much in the trunk anyway. Oh, na nga, kumikilos na kami. Hindi marunong maghintay, Diyos ko. Come on, before I tear this asshole a new one.
Anak, hindi ka pa ba tapos magbusina na ganyan? Kapal talaga ng mukha ng lintik nito, oh.
Now we make a run for it. Oh, what a relief. We're inside now. Come on, let's go home. You heard me right. My home is your home now. It's our first Christmas together, and I want to make you feel as home as possible. Especially before the chaos starts. As much as I don't want to drag you into multiple Christmas gatherings, my parents insist that we have to attend. In the spirit of family togetherness. Even though a good number of my relatives are, how do I say this? Insufferable. Well, I'm pretty sure you have your fair share of insufferable relatives back home too. But Filipino relatives are a different breed of insufferable. You'll see why when we have our first party in a few days. What do you usually do for Christmas around this time? What? Decoration? We do that in September. Unless certain families want to celebrate Halloween first. Though that's pretty uncommon in a majorly Catholic country like this where spooky things are the work of the devil, ooh. Speaking of spooky, welcome to Manila traffic. Yep. We're gonna be here a while. As I was saying, we celebrate the Christmas season pretty early here. As soon as September rolls around, Mariah Carey and Michael Bublé start to invade the radio. I actually don't know why we celebrate so early. Some people say it's a ploy for malls to sell more stuff, but apparently it's gone beyond that. It's best not to think about it too much and just roll along with the festivities. Don't even get me started on very tempting holiday sales. It's all good. Exhausting to keep up with, but it's all good. So, how are you after your long flight here? Jet-lagged? No surprises there. Don't worry. As soon as we get home, there's a nice warm bed waiting for us. Honestly, that's something I've been looking forward to ever since you told me that you were flying over here. Snuggling up with you under the blankets, finally holding you after waiting for so long. If it weren't for that obnoxious horn honker, I would have smooched you right then and there. Oh, shut up. I am so not sexy when I yell in Filipino. You're out of your head. You know, you're not so bad yourself in person. You're much cuter than you are in our video calls. And now, I'm finally taking you home with me for the holidays. Merry Christmas to me. Right. Watch the road. Sorry, I'm just so giddy today. Even though it's way past midnight and we're still in the middle of a holiday traffic jam. Still, being with you makes this so worth it. Sorry, that was me. I could go for some Jollibee right now, but we need to get through the sea of cars first. I don't know. Maybe a burger, maybe some fries, and perhaps a peach mango pie? Oh, it's the best. Apple pies are dandy and all, but once you taste a peach mango pie, you can never really go back. Just be careful when biting into it, though. That filling should almost be classified as lava. All right. When we get home, you settle yourself down while I go on a quick run to Jollibee. It's across the street from my place anyway. You'd be surprised how many Jollibee branches are in one area. You'd be even more surprised how close they are to a McDonald's. Keep your enemies closer, I guess? While we're still on food, I hope you're excited about the food we're gonna have this Christmas. Noche Buena is always a blast. Ah, Noche Buena is basically Christmas Eve dinner over here. We go all out on the 24th. It's not Noche Buena without a Christmas ham, lechon, queso de bola, pancit, lumpia, puto bumbong, leche flan, and bibinca. I will make it my mission to make sure you have a taste of everything and then some. Well, you're staying here for the holidays, so I might as well feed you more Filipino food than you can possibly handle, right? You know what, though? It's actually pretty hilarious how chill actual Christmas Day is compared to the all-you-can-eat food fest the night before, you know? Yeah, Christmas over here is pretty much just stuffing ourselves silly. That, and excessive online shopping. Most of the time, you're not even buying things for other people. Think about it. Isn't receiving a package pretty much just opening presents from yourself? Yeah, we do buy a lot of crap this time of year, but hey, treat yourself once in a while, right? I've been having a little trouble with what to get you for Christmas, actually. From what you've shown me during our video calls, it looks like you have everything you want and need now. One thing missing? Uh-huh, and what's that? Good lord, you're as cheesy in person as you are online. Why am I not surprised? But you're right. Us being together in the same place makes everything feel complete. I just know it's gonna be a lovely Christmas with you around. The holidays are truly magic. Warm and fuzzy feelings around. Makes you forget the weight of the world on your shoulders for a bit. Oh, feeling a little sleepy, hon? That's alright. You had a long flight. You don't have to stay awake just for little old me. Just shut those eyes for a bit and we'll be there before you know it. Yes, it's okay. I'm all caffeinated, so I'm sure I won't fall asleep on the wheel. Now, please get some sleep. You need to restore those missing hours. Sweet dreams. And I love you.